It's been 6 years since the world shut down because of COVID. State and local leaders had to make public health decisions that had lasting consequences on society. Former Indiana State Senator James Merritt was one of those leaders. He sat down with Jill Sheridan to talk about his new book. Lessons Learned explores the pandemic, its relation to history, and whether we're ready for the next one.
It says it right in the title, you know, we're probably not prepared for the next pandemic, and something that we see throughout history.
Yes. Well. And shame on us. I write in the book that there are 17 scares, if you will, for pandemics since the Spanish flu. And every time we kind of sweep it under the rug because it's hard. It's scary. There are other prerogatives. There are other proposals and there are other opportunities for public policy. And I saw that. And, you know, it's just not there. President Obama had a playbook of 59 pages, but it wasn't any how-to. It was all about what is coming or what to expect or what happened in the past. But there's nothing in the playbook for Trump to say this is what happened. We need to be prepared with this way. And so most presidents kind of peeked at it, but no one really came with solutions that I do in the third chapter of the book.
Well, I mean, you had a front row seat. You're in the state Senate at the time when lawmakers in the state, lawmakers federally, are trying to figure out what to do at this moment. Was there a moment where you were like, we're making decisions here that are going to have, you know, significant impact?
Absolutely. The summer of 2020 happened, and I left the Senate in November of 2020 and stepping away and resigning. But during that summer, I saw a lot of friends who are crisis communicators moving around the State House and into room 206, the governor's office, in and out. So I knew what was going on. And that showed to me a lack of cohesive message. And this book is not a criticism. It's just a demonstration. It's a message of exactly what happened. And the governor was having Facebook Live at 1:30 on most afternoons during the week, and that was his communication channel to 65% Hoosiers, because that was all broadband covered in the state. You know we're a rural state. And getting the message out to everybody is very, very difficult. I thought that he wasn't using the state representatives and state Senate, all 150 sets of boots on the ground, to communicate his message. That was really kind of the telling thought I had, that we needed better communication on the federal level and the state level. But then again, there was so much noise. There are so many experts out there. It was chaotic. It was confusing. And I'm not pointing the finger at Eric Holcomb. I'm pointing the finger at this is what happened, and we need to do better next time.
I mean, we did try to use the science that was available at the time. You know, we made decisions based on things like masks can prevent the spread of germs, like basic science decisions that then became politicized.
Yes.
Did you feel that in real time?
I'm an enthusiast in watching the political theater as well as information policy. And with everybody in Washington having a different opinion on masks, CDC makes a mistake on mask in February. We never test masks and what was good and what was effective and what was not. And so, the summer of 20, When the governor at one moment is defending his not having a mask mandate, and then having a mask mandate, as well as the fact that his credibility was shortened up when he went into the pizza parlor in Brown County without a mask on. I'm not going to say it's a comedy of errors, but it was a very human reaction to it. One of the reasons why I started writing the book in 2022 is because there was no after-action report. There was no commission. I mean, the 9/11 commission did a really good job of protecting us and going in the future. But there was no commission on the federal level. Besides the push to fund local public health, by the Holcomb administration. Senator Lou Kinley led that. There was nothing that the Holcomb administration looked inward and said, how could have we done better? How can we help the next administration, Republican or Democrat? How can we offer a playbook or a strategy for them if something happens in the next administration? And that's what I fault.
You know, I think it is interesting in the state right now, as we're seeing a divide among some Republicans, that public health does play a significant role in that divide.
There's no question about it. I led the charge with Representative Claire on the syringe exchange because I loved counterintuitive issues and the safe haven law and lifeline law and all those issues that, and then you talk about it and you think, yeah, we're saving lives. The political divide and the Holcomb administration, if you recall, in that budget in 2023, they funded all local health departments and as well as started knocking down the cylinders, the silos between hospitals and mental health and public health. And that to me, that's still those silos are still there. And I truly believe that everybody ought to be everybody has some expertise and ought to be a part of it because, you know, I have a set of in-laws that are 92 years old and they live in Salem, Indiana. They come to Indianapolis for their health care 2 hours. And that tells you something about rural health that it is not there. But IU Health did a terrific job, Ian McDaniel, we cover in the book, from day one during that pandemic of offering telehealth. And there are a lot of people that were probably saved because of it.
And there was a lot of hope and things were moving, as you said. You
and
know?
Hope is not a strategy.
There is moves now, though, to lose that will probably leave us with a lot of that safety net being pulled out from under for a lot of people in rural areas, people that are more low income. Is that a worry as we face possibly another pandemic?
Yeah, it's incredible. If the federal government did not vote, if the Congress did not pass, did not send $1 billion to Indiana for rural health just recently, I think you would see a number of rural hospitals going under. I truly think that healthcare in our rural communities is at risk right now because that $1 billion is going to be spent really, really quick. And I'm quite concerned about healthcare in the state of Indiana for a lot of reasons, the expense, as well as the communication and care itself.
What's one lesson that we should think about as we do? As we are 6 years out from, you know, COVID and in the state of Indiana.
I'd like to remind our folks that are listening also that this is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobleOnline.com. The chief lesson learned is communication and and nimble. When Mitch Daniels was president of Purdue and August came, they did an outstanding job of preparing their student force, if you will, their faculty, to coming back to campus and being ready. That should have happened with every school, K through 12, and all universities. And that was his nimbleness. The absolute lesson learned, and there are plenty of them in this book, but the absolute is the idea of communication, of fact. And that there has to be an authority. And the whole idea here is that there needs to be an entity that's authoritative, a lot like Operation Warp Speed, where those military individuals who led that charge knocked over hurdles and knocked over bureaucratic tape. That ought to be a model for the next pandemic.
Well, congratulations on the book, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
That was former Indiana State Senator James Merritt talking with Jill Sheridan about his new book, Lessons Learned, which explores the history of pandemics.